This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Being in debt is awful.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're in a bad way.
And you can't get out.
And you would pay it if you could.
I got it.
Look, whether or not you got it, don't stop those collections agencies from calling and calling and calling. But Tommy, here's the thing. It used to be you could just not answer the phone,
right,
tear up the letters they send you, and you would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that way anymore.
What are they doing now?
In fact, Tommy, it's so aggressive.
How bad is it?
The state is passing legislation to keep debt collectors out of your life in this specific space.
Wait, so the state has got protection against deadbeats that don't pay their bills from collectors?
Yes.
Okay.
But when you hear what they've started to do,
all right,
you're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Did you know, Tommy?
What is that?
Debt collectors have started to use social media in an effort to get their money.
So they're following you on, and then they're direct messaging you?
We are talking everything from sending you private messages on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to posting comments on pictures.
Oh, so they're shaming you.
Yes. It's public.
About the money you owe them.
Damn.
Some folks in the state of New York say that is not right, and they are trying to do something about it. State lawmakers passed a bill making it illegal for debt collection companies to use social media in this way. It is just waiting for a signature from the governor, and in New York State, it will be illegal. Now, the argument from these people that want it banned is there are already, Tommy, so many ways to get a hold of someone. The social media route is unnecessary.
Yeah, I don't think it gets you your money any faster.
I would disagree with that, but we'll get to that.
Public shaming?
Well, that's just it. Not everyone agrees. One state senator who voted no said it's already hard for these companies to collect the money they owe. And if these people signed a contract to pay for something, well, why should the debt collection companies be banned from collecting any way they can? Phone numbers 252-WCMF 252-9263. And I don't expect many phone calls here on account of how embarrassing this can be. You and I both know.
Oh, yeah.
But has anyone listening had a debt collector leave comments or DM them on social media? Tommy, there are proof of examples of this that I saw last night.
All right, how bad?
All right. There's a dude who puts up a picture of him golfing with his buddies.
Right.
And the debt collection agency comments underneath about how they've been trying to reach him all day, and maybe this is why they couldn't get him about the outstanding debt that he owes.
Plus, he's out pissing his money away on golf.
Other people, to that point, have reported debt collection agencies have left comments under pictures to the effect of, you can pay for this, but you don't have the blank that you owe, whatever the name of the company is.
Goddamn.
Should this be made illegal?
I mean, I've seen some ugly business back in the day directed at me and other people I've worked with.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're trying to stop it. 'Cause I didn't think they could.
Well, I mean,
because they used to be able to just call your place of work.
Yeah.
They could harass you and, you know, to the point where your boss was getting pissed off and they knew it. And I told you, there was one time there was a company called Household Finance. They used to advertise all the time on TV. And one of the guys I worked with was a kid in the old grocery business. He must have been really behind on his second mortgage. And I remember two representatives in a car that said Household Finance on the side came to the store and asked to speak to him outside. And everybody knew what was going on. Now, that was this is like 1970, so, you know, it's probably the Wild West of debt collecting.
Sure.
They'd probably pull a gun on you. You know, gun to your dog's head, pay us.
Well, Kimmy, you know, you look at this and you say this wouldn't work on social media, right? But I disagree. I think that the shame is what finally gets people
But it's easy to tune that out. Like, I can block my comments. I can hide those things. Whereas, I mean, I've gotten calls here at work for people that work here. And I think that's way more embarrassing than a comment on a picture that you posted on social media, and that didn't get somebody to pay, so why would this, I guess?
But here's the thing, right? Like, you call at work, Kimmy, you're the one person that hears that, and sure, you're going to tell us, but not everybody in their life knows. You can only block those comments when you see them, so if you were to put that picture up, until you see the comment from the debt collection agency, everybody in your life
is
seeing it.
But you could also argue, it's a scam or something. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's easier to block that out than it would be for somebody that's calling or showing up to your place of work.
I don't have any sympathy for the people that are in debt. I'm going to tell you what.
Turncoat bitch ass hypocritical.
I am wearing a nice jacket.
You think you have less sympathy because you've been there?
Here's the deal. Yes.
Okay. Because
Before you say this, I want people to be clear. If you are new to the show, Tommy and I were the most egregious offenders of debt collection agencies of all time.
Right.
Of all time.
Yes.
But you were saying.
Okay, so everybody, including me and you, that I knew that we're in this pickle. Anytime we got money, we never settled that debt. Like, I just figured, screw it. I've gone this long. I'm going to go do this. Okay. I was behind in everything, right?
Yeah.
And I was still going out for 2-for-1s at this one bar, doing stand up. Mm-hmm. And when I got paid, I was getting money from stand up, right?
Yeah.
And nice, under the T, nice little bank over here. I just parlayed that into more cocktails, man. I was a piece of crap. Sure. I should have been paying that bill.
So was I. Same here. But I'm not going to sit here and look at these people. And, oh, no, you should pay your – I didn't pay my bill, but you should pay your bill. Do your job. You are – who are you, man?
But I'm not buying the jive like, I can't get ahead. I'm busted, man. Because I know some of y'all are living high on the hog. You know I'm right. You got 4 different services. You got your Netflix, your Hulu over here. You're on Apple TV.
Kimmy, if you'd stop buying your Starbucks lattes, maybe you could afford a down payment.
Starbucks, you're also at the craft beer bar.
Do you hear you?
You probably got $2,000 in crypto.
Oh, my God.
You're running downtown flashing your overdue credit card.
You mean like you?
Yes.
Who was using his American Express card when it was suspended?
So, to pay for prostitution.
So then my question is,
and it went through.
I cannot believe you said that!
It went through. I even tipped her nice.
My question then would be, as somebody who had those people chasing you, what finally got you to pay?
I got a decent job in radio.
Okay, so it's
I was busted all the way up here.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said when you finally had the ability to pay, you did? Not when you were living hand to mouth and having a little bit of fun with the extra cash you had?
Yeah, but I should have been buttoned up. I was jerking around.
I couldn't do it, but you should. You should deal with the harassment. Me, not me. I was learning my lesson.
So when I moved here, I had $35, and I was 3 months behind on my car payment on a Geo Metro, the smallest production car they made at the time.
Kimmy, it was $4 a month.
Yes. $4 a month. You could feed Tom and Ulay.
It cost more to sponsor an African starving child than it did to pay for that car.
Yes, it did.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. State lawmakers have passed legislation to make it illegal for debt collectors to use social media in an effort to collect their money. Apparently, they've been commenting on pictures and sending direct messages to people that owe them money trying to collect. And they're using, like Kimmy said, shame in an effort to get their cash, which they used to do by calling your job or calling your house nonstop or sending you 5 letters a day.
How about when you would get that overdue right on the bill, like in bold letters, so when you pulled it out of the mailbox?
Well, it's funny, too. Like, you know, trying to hide that you were in debt from people you didn't want to know was always a delicate dance. Because, like, if you had anybody over, you couldn't check the mail.
No.
Because you're right. It would say overdue on the envelope, and they would know immediately. And then, like, if somebody called the house, like, I remember when I had a landline back in the day. Right? Like, I would not answer the phone if I had, like, a girl over.
Oh, yeah.
Because that could be. And then when they figured out.
Because they would call you at night. They knew when to call.
Or like if you were out with your boys or on a date and like your cell phone went off and you picked it up. Hello, this is David from Allied Finance. And we're here to talk to you about your upcoming payment.
But the other thing is like when they started cutting stuff off from you. Like you would get your cable cut, your phone cut, power, water, all that stuff. And then you'd have to like go down and you'd they wouldn't cut that off until you came up with cash.
Yeah. And even afterwards it would still take a little while.
But they stopped that. Like where they would cut your power off. Yeah. And then they made that legislation where they couldn't do that anymore. But I remember dudes having no power. Like they're hanging out and pew. They think like, oh man, must be lightning somewhere. Yeah, in your wallet, man.
Do you think that there are people that ignore it? Oh. Because they either think like it's a scam or they aren't aware of some bill that they owed like years ago that they didn't know about. Like they might think like, oh, they're chasing the wrong person.
So it's interesting you bring that up because I know there are people listening here that think like that senator and Tommy Mulay for some reason who say, well, if you don't pay your bill, this pay stuff will bill. Happen.
Because it doesn't take much for them to chase you down, right?
Well, what do you mean chase you down?
Well, like I'm saying, like let's say you have like a $50 bill from
something. Oh, yeah, if it goes
something.
To the collections, I'll hound you.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, the bigger issue to your point, Kimmy, seems lawmakers who voted to keep debt collectors off social media are worried about how easy it is for scammers to get on there. Because there are some legit debt collectors using social media. There are also folks pretending to be in an effort to convince someone they owe them money.
You have the blueprints for it now.
Mm-hmm. And it works. Yeah. It works. Because here's the thing. Tommy, I don't know about you. But in my darkest days, even though I haven't become some Benedict Arnold to people in debt, I mean, I could have easily been scammed by someone pretending to be a debt collector because I didn't know who I owed money to.
Right. And I didn't know who was buying the debt and then chasing it down because that's the way it used to, well, at least it used to work. They bought the debt and then chased your ass down because that credit card, especially those store credit cards like Sears, because Sears used to give anybody $1,500.
I worked at Kaufman's and had a Kaufman's credit card in collections. Ask me what the limit of my Kaufman's card was.
$150.
Wait,
you were behind $150.
Oh my God.
Bro, I was so behind, they sent it to collections while I was working for Kaufman's. And I only worked for Kaufman's for like 6 months.
And you were $150 behind.
And it went into the collections.
And you had a job.
I know.
You're showing up to work in the stuff you bought.
There's so many good deals at Kaufman's.
I do wonder if this happens a ton with medical bills. Ooh. Because medical bills can be really confusing. If you think your insurance or some has covered a portion of it, and then you don't realize, like, oh, you still owe, you know, $100 here or there, like that could get really confusing for people, and those bills could sit for a while before they start contacting you.
Or they come back for that kidney.
Yes.
No, but to Tommy's point, it's not always just one debt collector that'll buy your debt, right? Like multiple places will do it. And then there's even debt companies that will sell that debt to smaller debt companies. Mm-hmm. So, Kimmy, to your point, I know you've never had to deal with this because you're so perfect. But like you could be dealing with two or three different places on one bill over 3, 4, 5 years, which we've also been.
Yes. I can remember the other thing, like, I don't hear about it much anymore, but cars getting repossessed.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big thing when I was a kid. Like, I knew multiple guys that I'd worked with where they went into work, came out with no car, and they thought they got it stolen.
My credit was so bad.
How bad was it?
The car that I owned before, when I met my wife, had a GPS tracking system in it, so if I was a minute behind on my bill, they could come find it and take it from me.
Yeah. So, busted motors.
Yeah, big time.
Buy here, pay here.
I'll say this, man, before we move on. Like, you brought up the embarrassment of stuff like this.
Yeah.
The scariest moment in my life was, you know, I met my to-be wife.
Yeah.
In love with this chick, head over heels. She's gorgeous. She's perfect. She loves me for some reason. Yeah. This is great. And I knew I had to tell her not only all of the debt I was in, but how many collections agencies were coming for me. And I was convinced when I explained this to her that it was over. Like, I was pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And, like, things eventually got super serious where I had to be like, so here's the thing.
But you were lucky because, you know, she grew up with no money.
Yeah, also busted.
So she kind of got it.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, she was some rich Fairport chick. She wouldn't get it.
Damn rich Fairport chicks.
Yeah. Nothing to do with jazz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.